It's time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. Stuff we couldn't get to the first 3.5 hours of the program. Celtics are in action tonight, Jones, as they take on the Minnesota Timberwolves at 7:30 on TNT. And you're probably wondering, what about the first fan returns for the NBA All-Star voting?
I was.
I have them.
Do you?
Do you want to hear them?
I glanced at them quick, and then Shams, I think, deleted the tweet, so I actually couldn't read it.
Shams deleted it?
Yeah, well, I thought so. Maybe you saw the revised one.
I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, maybe
Jason Tatum, second in the Eastern Conference front court behind Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Okay, he should be ahead of Giannis, but whatever. Keep
he should going. Be, but yeah. He's not. He's also ahead of Karl-Anthony Towns, who is third. Jaylen Brown, fifth.
In the front court.
In the front court.
Wait, so it goes Giannis, Tatum, Towns, who?
Paolo Banchero.
Banchero.
I like him. He's having a really nice year.
He's not even playing.
He's out?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jaylen Brown, fifth.
He had a 50-point game and then got hurt, yeah.
He did have the 50-point burger. I was going to say, he was in grab bag. He had 50 points. Jaylen Brown, Jimmy Butler, Franz Wagner, Joel Embiid. Of course, Joel Embiid's on there.
Yeah.
Should be.
Yeah.
Paul George, Evan Mobley. Mobley actually has been good.
Yeah.
The Cavs have been good.
Okay, so, but they have Jaylen in the front court. Okay. But yeah.
Yeah, so, and I think it's because.
Two top five vote getters. Yeah. Are any guards in there for
yes.
the Celtics?
The 10th place guard, Derek White.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is Derek White an all-star?
No.
I wouldn't think so either.
I don't think so.
But like, he should be getting like votes to get in, but he's not an all-star to me.
Yeah.
But Tatum and Brown are no-brainers.
LeBron James, third in the front court. And Steph Curry, third in the backcourt in the West.
So you're saying that is like a slap in the face.
Not a slap in the face.
A bit of a
passing of the torch, perhaps.
Okay.
Jokic, Durant, LeBron, and then Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, Luka Doncic, Steph Curry.
Where's Edwards?
Oh, you know what they're also doing? Oh, Edwards is fifth.
Okay.
Behind Kyrie.
Hmm.
So they're doing something different this year where it's like all different. It's not East versus West.
No, they're
it's not.
They're chopping up the All-Stars.
Into four different teams?
Well, into three different teams. I think it's like 8 to 10 guys per team. I forget the number. It must be 8. And then the winner of the rookie sophomore showcase or whatever.
That's right. They get
also
in
there. So there will be 4 teams, 3 teams of All-Stars, and then 1 rookie sophomore team.
That's right. And I think Durant was like, this is stupid. They're like, Durant, like they asked Durant about it like a week ago. And he's like, they should just do East versus West.
I like the idea of the 3-point dunk much more than this. I like the idea of the golden at bat in baseball much more than this.
Way better.
This seems like they're trying to rip off the NHL All-Star format, which for like a year was cool and now sucks.
Don't do that.
So that sounds to me like what they're doing. I don't love this either.
It was cool because John Scott was in there ripping off hat tricks.
That's
the only reason it was cool.
1 year that was cool.
There was. You had that.
And, you know, much like the Winter Classic, the NHL used to do things right.
It is similar.
But, I don't know about this playoff format, but I'd expect Tatum and Brown to be a part of it.
They'll be a part of it, whether they like it or not. I don't know if Mazzulla, will he get it?
No. Right?
How's that work?
I thought it was the best record at the All-Star break.
Yeah, so but if there's 4 teams.
Oh, good point. Yeah, I don't know how that works. Good point.
What's the trickle-down effect?
Yeah, I don't know.
You need multiple coaches now?
I don't know the answer.
Did you like
that.
When the players drafted the teams?
No.
No.
I like East West.
You know what they could do now?
Call me old-fashioned. I like East West.
East West is nice.
Yeah.
A little North-South.
No. Reverse Paul Brown?
You know what they could do now? And I think the rosters would probably be pretty even, is USA versus the world.
Yep, you could do
that. The world's loaded.
Again, now you're dabbling in like NHL gimmicks that I don't really like. Give me American League, National League. Give me East-West. Like, that's
Wales,
what I want.
Wales, Campbell's.
Yeah.
Yeah, finally.
Exactly.
Exactly.
The world is a
grab bag.
Well, I feel longer than I thought. Bruins in action tonight as well, taking on the Rangers. We talked to Andrew Raycroft earlier in the program, and he was citing, you know, Jeremy Swayman, don't look now, playing better. 7-2-1 in his last 10, he pointed that out.
Yep.
And really just one horrible outing. He did give up a snowman in one game.
Yeah, I wouldn't
he gave up a snowman.
Dismiss the snowman quite as quickly as Razor does,
no.
But I understand the point.
Yeah.
It was one really bad game, but in the rest he's played well. And so he's rounding into form to a degree.
Yeah.
The Rangers on the other side are a complete mess. Did I hear Milbury's? Is Shesterkin hurt? I know he's been terrible. So he's hurt, yes?
Yeah, okay. He has an upper body. They're healthy scratching, a Kreider. It's a mess.
And like for every bit of, as bad as Swayman's been with his new contract, Shesterkin's been just as bad, maybe worse. So yeah, they're a disaster. I think they're the second worst team in the East ahead of only Buffalo. So it's a winnable game for the Bruins tonight. And we'll see how they come out. Swayman's supposed to be first off the ice and in net tonight.
All right.
Grab bag.
College football playoff, Jones, is the first year of the 12-team playoff, and the games have not been great. You had a double overtime thriller yesterday with Texas and Arizona State.
Yeah, the whole world fell in love with Scataboo there.
People
love the bowling ball running back at ASU. Yes.
They gave that guy the ball 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Where's he going to get drafted?
I don't know.
I actually don't.
Probably too high?
Is he like a draftable player? I don't even know.
I don't even know.
I like what I saw.
God, they gave him the ball like 40 times.
Yeah.
But that was one of the, in fact, really only close game. Penn State blew out Boise State. Ohio State just blew out number one Oregon.
Yeah, about my wife, for those of you that don't know, my wife went to Oregon. And maybe every like 5 or 10 minutes last night, she would just say, I'm devastated by this, like over and over again. Like, I would think we would move on from that. And then, minutes later, she's like, I just feel so terrible about this loss.
Circle
like,
right back to it.
I was like, I bet the Ducks, what do you want from me? Now, I couldn't believe they were underdog. I couldn't believe it. They had already beaten Ohio State. It was at Autzen. It was a close game.
Yeah, they should have lost.
I couldn't believe they weren't favored. I'm like, this is stealing. I now get why Ohio State was favored. I now understand why Ohio State was favored in that game.
Yeah, it's pretty clear. It's pretty clear to everybody. Yeah. No, but my question with them is they were clearly going to have to face Ohio State at some point, and they were probably going to get smoked. But you saw it when they put the bracket out. They need to change how they do the seeding.
They do.
The Oregon,
in theory, giving it to a conference winner was smart. They shouldn't do that.
No.
No.
And like to say that Ohio State is whatever they are, the 8 seed?
Yeah, ridiculous.
So they're the 8 seed. So Oregon gets the number 1 seed. You get a bye. You get rewarded by playing clearly the best team to make it out of the first round. So that's kind of stupid. So you're going to get Texas versus Ohio State coming up on the 10th in one semifinal. And then Penn State gets the winner of today's Notre Dame, Georgia. Carson Beck out for the year.
Pick that.
Georgia.
Notre Dame.
Really?
Yeah. I like Notre Dame money line. Now, look, I also like the Ducks with the points last night, so what do I know? But I like Notre Dame money line this game.
Well,
you're right. The format needs to change. I wouldn't even change the amount of teams. I wouldn't go to 16 teams. People were crying about Alabama.
You don't like more teams?
People were crying about, well, I'm okay with more
16
teams.
16, I think, is a sweet spot. I don't think you need buys.
I guess my point is I don't mind the bye week, but you can't hand it out to conference winners because Boise State and Arizona State should have played the opening weekend. That would have made for better matchups. And the fact that those teams got auto tickets to the next round is screwing the whole thing up. They need to make that adjustment and make it fast.
This is my
grab bag.
There are many like it, but this one is mine.
Saquon Barkley is 101 yards shy of Eric Dickerson's single-season NFL rushing record, but he's not going to play this weekend for the Eagles. They're sitting him down. What do you think of that decision?
I mean, I would probably play him and let him get the record, but I would also acknowledge that if he got the record, it's not really the record. He needed an extra game than Eric Dickerson.
Well, yeah, but at one point, the guys who played 16 games played more than the guys who played 14 games.
No, I understand, but like, I guess it would still have in my mind an asterisk next to it. So yeah. I get it. If he got his 2,000 yards in 16 games,
which is sick,
it's awesome. So he's in that group. He's in that crowd of players.
Yeah.
But I would have probably always held it against him that he needed the extra game to pass Dickerson anyway. So sit him down, rest him up. You get your glorified bye week going into the playoffs.
It's also not 11 yards shy where you can play him
it's
on a 101.
Drive.
You still got to play like the whole game probably.
Right.
And no, it's probably the right call, especially for like a running back who's had as many carries as he has had this year.
A million miles and wear and tear, and he did get dinged up a couple of weeks ago. Yeah it's look, I would go for the record. I'd acknowledge that I would probably still nitpick the record and go, yeah, you needed an extra game to catch Dickerson.
Resting guys,
I guarantee you Eric Dickerson would be out crowing about it.
Resting guys is usually probably the right idea, although it was comical for years. The Colts would have this great record. They would sit Peyton Manning the last week, and then they'd lose in the playoffs.
Why? I don't really get the Chiefs doing it, to be honest.
Sitting Mahomes?
Yeah, well, you want your guys to sit for 2 weeks.
Oh, right. Yeah, they should maybe play a little bit. Play a half or something.
Philly's not getting a bye week.
No.
So it makes sense to me that Philly would say take a week to rest up.
That's a good point.
2 weeks to rest up, that's a lot.
Yeah. No, that's a good point.
Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag.
Pro Bowl rosters are out. Now, the Pro Bowl is not what it once was, Jones. This isn't your older brother's Pro Bowl. This is more like just actual grab ass. But
yeah, it's field day. It's NFL field day is what it is.
So it's glorified field day.
Tug of war.
Yeah.
You know, tag, but I do, whatever they play.
Overall, I do think it matters insofar as when we compare players, we always say, well, how many Pro Bowls did he make? How many All Pros? Yeah. How many MVPs?
Accolades.
That kind of crap.
Accolades
I like
matter.
All that stuff.
I do too.
The Patriots, one Pro Bowler. Despite the league's worst record, they do have one Pro Bowler.
What? It must be Christian Gonzalez.
It is not.
Huh.
He actually responded. Actually, he didn't respond. He just simply tweeted after the rosters came out, his favorite emoji.
Yeah.
Cry face.
Yeah, he told us that many weeks ago.
So he did not make the
cut. In our man-to-man coverage, he did not make the cut. So who is it?
Brandon Schooler, special team ace. Brandon Schooler.
So the NFL, every team gets a Pro Bowl. They do that like Major League Baseball there?
No,
every team gets
I don't
one?
Think you have to.
Oh, they have. They,
I think there were four teams that didn't. The Dolphins didn't.
They jammed Brandon Schooler into this game.
They're like,
why?
Anybody on teams? Like, what do you got for teams?
They're like, imagine the Patriots without Brandon Schooler, how bad their special teams would be.
You know what's amazing is Patrick Mahomes, not a Pro Bowler, and yet didn't deserve to be.
No, like not even close.
No.
Like, I saw that headline. I'm like, wow, Mahomes left out of the Pro Bowl. Then you look at it, Allen, Lamar, Burrow. All those guys deserve to be in over Mahomes. Like not even close.
NFC quarterbacks were Jaden Daniels, Sam Darnold, and Jared Goff.
Yeah, so your guy Baker.
Yeah,
your guy Baker has a better gripe about getting left out than Mahomes.
But they'll all get in because, I mean, Drake May will probably be a Pro Bowler when it's all said and done. You think Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar are going to go to these games?
No. Well, no, and one of those guys is probably going to be in the Super Bowl, so. Well, maybe not. Maybe Allen.
Maybe not.
Actually,
the more we talk about Mahomes,
probably not, actually.
It won't be Burrow. I'll tell you that right now.
I take that back, actually. It won't be anyway.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's going to be the case.
Grab bag.
Another fun Pro Bowl stat in the Baltimore Ravens 29-year history, they just had their first wide receiver named to the Pro Bowl. BC great Zay Flowers.
That's wild. I don't even think he had that good of a year.
They never throw the ball.
No.
Like in the history of that team, I feel like they would just hand the ball off to Jamal Lewis or Ray Rice.
We were talking about this off the air. They did have some good receivers, though.
Yeah,
who
a little
were
bit
Pro Bowlers, just not during their time in Baltimore.
Yeah, Steve Smith, Anquan Boldin, two that jumped to mind, were really good. I wonder, was Derek Mason ever a Pro Bowler?
I was going to say, I bet Derek Mason snuck into a Pro Bowl, but obviously not in Baltimore.
Not with Baltimore.
Zay Flowers is a Pro Bowler with four touchdowns.
Torrey Smith.
Four touchdowns. Yeah, he made it over Brian Thomas.
Derek Mason, two-time Pro Bowler, one-time All-Pro.
Derek Mason, one-time All-Pro.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shut up, Mason, would you?
One
of the great cuts
now,
ever.
Now, was he a pro? I'm looking at the numbers that maybe he was a Pro Bowler as a special teams.
Maybe. Why?
Because he had 895 yards and five touchdowns. He was first team All Pro.
Those were some big touchdowns.
That must have been a kick returner.
First team All Pro with that?
That must have been a returner.
I didn't realize that. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Right about now, the Funk Soul
Grab Bag.
Let's take a look at the top NBA performers from last night. Jones, we got a few choices here.
This is one that Fitzy and I missed when we were doing grab bag. We did not get to the top NBA players of the night.
You didn't get to do this one?
No, we didn't. We did random baseball player.
Why'd you guys sleep on that?
We slept on it.
Scotty Barnes is going to be all-star.
Scotty Barnes, 33 points, 13 rebounds, 5 assists for the Raptors. Nikola Jokic, 23, 17, and 15. Karl Anthony Towns, 31 points, 21 rebounds for the Knicks. De'Aaron Fox had a 35-3-4, and Trae Young went for 30 with 9 assists. You're going to go with?
I guess Jokic.
Scotty Barnes.
No.
He's going to be all-star.
I'd go Jokic.
Sleeping on Scotty Barnes.
That's a monster triple-double. I'd go Jokic.
It's basically like his averages for the season. That the guy's killing it.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, first random player of 2025. Let's go with a shortstop.
Okay.
Could be an easy one. I don't know. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to lead the witness here. 15-year major league career as a shortstop with the Indians, Tigers, and Cardinals.
Okay, so it's not Omar Vizquel, but that's what immediately popped in my head.
Okay. It's not Omar Vizquel. He is a 3-time All-Star.
Okay.
Look out. And had a career high with 24 bombs.
Wow.
He played from, 2003 to 2017. More of a recent ball player. Did not take part in 90s baseball, which is our sweet spot.
So he started with Cleveland and then went to Detroit?
Started with Cleveland, then went to Detroit, then ended his career in St. Louis. He was an all-star That's funny. I remember him more with Cleveland, but he was a two-time All-Star in Detroit and a one-time All-Star in St. Louis.
Shortstop. Oh.
Also was 14th in the MVP in 2014, if that helps.
This is going to
He would not steal you a bag.
No?
He was just socking
you dingers?
He was a thick shortstop.
Oh, this is the Twitch chat has it. Does the text line have it? This is actually not who I was thinking of, but I saw the name in the Twitch chat. It's definitely it. There's multiple people guessing it.
Yeah.
Including, Joey Tomatoes, the fat bowler.
Joey Tomatoes.
Dubs 985, Johnny Peralta.
He got it!
That's a J-H-O-N-N-Y.
Yes.
Jahani Peralta.
Wow, yeah. He's a three-time All-Star.
Isn't that insane?
Yes.
He was a beefy middle infielder.
He was. I can't imagine like the range metrics were very friendly to his defensive game. That's true.
No, zero-time Gold Glove winner, but he'd smack you 20 dongs. Like, he wasn't bad. No. Fantasy baseball.
And like you said, not going to swipe you a bag.
Not at all.
But he'd make up for that. Yeah. Tell me if this is a random enough baseball player for your criteria.
Okay.
I went with Otis Nixon when we were in.
Not bad.
Not bad?
No, I'll allow it.
That's not a compliment.
I feel
not
like,
bad is not a compliment.
I try to stay away from anybody that ever even
played for the Sox. Yeah.
Because those ones usually go pretty quick.
Yeah, it was a lot of people got it right.
But it was a big list. It was a decent amount of teams.
There were so many teams. I was kind of hoping that would throw people off, but it was maybe the most guessed one we've had.
Yeah.
So it's not an easy game Keith plays over there. It's hard to
No,
program,
no, no.
Like Johnny Peralta.
Although I do believe I've repeated one. I got a text. I think I've used the same player twice.
Yeah. I think you did Raul Ibanez twice.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, we did.
Yeah, we did Raul Ibanez twice.
What are you going to do?
But still exciting to get it, though.
Stump me both times. That's all I know. There you go. That's a random baseball player of the day each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith.